Well, actually, the breaking news is that Judge Zabel in Miami-Dade just within the last few minutes lifted her stay. And from what I understand, she will actually be marrying plaintiffs in the lawsuit in Miami-Dade shortly, as soon as they have a marriage license. And I believe starting at 2 o'clock, anyone who can get to a Miami-Dade clerk's office and is otherwise qualified to get a marriage license will be permitted to. So marriages are beginning today, and then at midnight, marriages in all 67 counties will begin.
So before midnight, it's just Miami-Dade County?
Correct.
Well, after midnight, are there going to be some public ceremonies?
There will be. There are clerks who are opening at 1 minute after midnight so that they can immediately begin issuing marriage licenses and conducting weddings for couples who have waited decades for this moment. Osceola County Clerk was the first to do so. In fact, when the story is written of this, he's a real hero in this story from the very beginning. Made it clear that he was going to uphold his oath and no longer discriminate in the issuance of marriage licenses. And so that's happening in Osceola. Broward is going to be open 1 minute after midnight and immediately begin issuing marriage licenses and conducting weddings on site. And then there are others who are opening early. I think Monroe County is going to open early. And then other clerks are just going to open during regular hours. But I think, for example, Pat Frank in Hillsborough has made arrangements for the park right across from the clerk's office to be the site of to accommodate marrying a lot of people in a very quick period of time. So, and in Orlando, Mayor Dyer has committed to marrying couples right out of the gate, and I think their event is called Vowed and Proud. So a lot of things happening all over the state, lots of celebrations, and we created sort of one-stop clearinghouse where you can find out what's happening in your area, and you can also make sure that you have everything you need in order to get married. You know, there's three-day waiting periods. There are things that you have to go through in order to get that waived. There are some clerks that are waiving them. Hillsborough clerk Pat Frank has indicated that she will waive the three-day waiting period. So lots of information at eqfl.org.
What are some of the steps that people have to go through? If a couple is interested in getting married, what should they do?
For the last week, we've been putting out the message that Florida is a state that has a three-day waiting period. And the only way to waive that three-day waiting period is to go through a four-hour premarital course. And different clerks have different requirements or who they'll accept. But generally, most of them will accept an online course. You know, they ask a bunch of questions and they give you a lot of information. It's sort of frustrating and a bit insulting, especially for a couple who've been together for decades, having to answer questions as though they were drunk 20-year-olds in Vegas. But having said that, a number of clerks have worked to waive that, understanding that not being permitted to marry for years and years and years has been the hardship. So check at our website. We keep it updated in terms of which clerks are waiving or have a county judge on hand who can waive. And if you want to do the course, you can do it online. And they actually, if you do the course, not only do they waive the three-day waiting period, but your marriage license will be cheaper. The cases continue to move forward. We are the 36th state to have marriage equality, and we are the third most populous state in the country. So this happening in Florida is a huge milestone, but we continue the work. And beyond marriage, the work of passing a statewide non-discrimination law continues. Our hats off to all of the plaintiffs and all of the lawsuits who have really stepped up, told their story, told their love story, talked about why marriage matters, and really put a human face on the toll, the ongoing injury of denying people access to this ability to protect their loved ones. So our plaintiffs are really the heroes in this story, and we look forward to there being a final end to these bans all across America.